This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Woo.
Vincenzo, you made it. You made it in. The struggle is real out there.
Listen, I know I'm prone to exaggeration, but that was at least 30 accidents on my way from Santa Cruz to the city.
Oh, my God.
Or three. Either way.
Somewhere between that.
Somewhere between those two numbers, yeah. Mm. It was, AR, you have outdone yourself.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
Jesus.
It's important that I get some positive feedback or you'll never see me again.
I was watching the news last night as the local lady in.
Was I on there? Was I a star?
Yeah, it was. Mm. It was finally someone was going, this is happening.
Yeah,
it's
finally.
For sure. All right, good. So we got lots of rain and lots of accidents, everyone. So,
yeah, take it easy out there. It's a tough one.
Well, I'm very lucky because I have a really sure-footed car, but
not everyone does.
Many of the
Maddie was saying that his car's getting blown all around on the bridge, and yeah, I didn't really notice the wind. It was more about just going. I gave myself some extra time. And
tons of standing water, but yeah. Mostly it was accidents all over, all over.
On the Bay Bridge this morning, the wind was blowing the rain, and the rain looked like it was coming in sideways. Mm. It was that heavy.
Good
well,
times.
That's what I'm up to.
And of course, there's, you know, all the DAs that are still, like, running around, going just as fast as normal, and, you know, just, that's
DAs.
Just
DAs?
DAs?
Dumbasses.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
I didn't see that one coming.
Douche arms?
Yeah, I don't know that.
I like douche arms, yeah.
Douche arms?
The douche army is out there.
The douche arms. There you go.
All right.
I know there is something to be said for slowing down when it's miserable weather. I mean, that could be an option.
Yeah, it's rain. It's rain. Just slow down a little bit.
Yeah. Take it easy. Batten down the hatches.
Well, if you can work from home, do that. But if you can't, then leave now.
Yeah. Leave now. Go slow. Take it easy.
Yeah. So anyway, what's going on?
Nothing, but just, you know, hanging out, getting your updates, looking at your traffic situation.
Well, the last thing was a full blown parked on the freeway. The cop got out of his car and actually, like, he blocked all the traffic, got out of his car, helped someone who had their hazards on. That car got going again, and then he did this thing behind the car.
The traffic brake thing.
Yeah, so he kept us behind the car that he was trying to get off the road. I don't know.
Oh.
I was far enough back that even the photo I had to zoom in on just to show you the whatever lights.
Yeah. No, it's one of those feelings, like a lot of times at the same time every day I was getting stuck in this traffic break, and now I'm like, I leave 7 minutes earlier now. I'm like, because otherwise I'm just like sitting in, like it's 4 a.m. Please. That's not even an accident. But man, when they come screaming out of that exit and then they start doing that weave thing, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Mm. And on. But ever since I moved my time earlier, I don't worry about it anymore.
CHB has a tough job, especially on days like today.
Oh, they're going to be
they're going to be so busy.
Already, they're hard at work out there.
Off to a great start.
Thanks, guys and gals in the CHP.
Yes. Exactly.
Anyway, you want to talk about your big speech yesterday? It went well.
Did it? Good, great. Good news.
You don't remember.
I am telling you right now, I have zero memory of it.
Well, you didn't say anything, so there's nothing really to remember.
Great.
You did, however, hug and put your shoulder and probably, you know, there's a pending HR report.
What did I do?
Oh, you were all over him. You were all over him.
Was I all over him?
You were all over Joe.
Yeah, all over him.
I didn't notice that.
I didn't notice that either.
It was an extended hug.
Well, I was scared, I guess.
You nuzzled him.
Did I nuzzle?
You nuzzled him.
You know what? Is this going to turn into another thing where Sarah made out with someone?
Cradled his head a little bit, but you know.
No, I didn't.
I don't even remember you touching him.
I don't remember it either.
Well, you weren't paying attention.
I did hug him though when I got out there. But it was like one of those awkward things where I came up. I'm like, hey, we were sort of getting behind the thing, and it seemed like he was going for a hug, so I gave him a little hug. That was it. But I don't remember nuzzling.
You don't.
No, I feel like I'm being taken advantage of right now.
Oh gosh.
We're making it not fun.
You are making it not fun.
Well, anyway, I don't remember.
I feel like I said something, but I guess I didn't.
No, you said you popped in with a couple times, but he had a like spiel.
Yeah. I didn't hear one word he said. I was just like, oh, not fun. This is not fun. This is not fun.
It's a pretty small room. I didn't think it was gonna be.
I didn't even know if there were people in there. I was just like, no.
Surprised it was a thing.
I know, it's so stupid.
I like sitting next to my fellow, I don't know if you've been diagnosed or not with ADHD, but Vinny and I both, it's like as it's getting like 40 minutes in, kind of touching our backpacks like, okay, all right, let's get this thing going. Let's get out of here.
I'd say I am officially not official, but
yeah.
Yeah, all my whole life.
Yeah.
But that's one of those things that you learn to deal with. So it's not an excuse for anything that I've done. I have workarounds.
Yeah.
And I also have a very frustrated partner most of the time.
Mm. You're right. I
know
am
that
very
feeling.
Frustrated.
I wasn't talking about you, but you know.
I do know that feeling.
Okay. I'm your partner.
So I mean, I do agree. I'm sure you've had some of those. Whoa. That's not it. That's it.
Because you're ADHD.
No. But some of my personality habits because of that, I don't know. It's like she never got used to. And it's like, you know, after a while, it's like, hey, you know, this, I'm, it's kind of how I am. Mm.
It does.
I'm always going
to
be like.
And I'm not going to try to not be this anymore.
It's time to go. It's time to go. We're running late. You're always running late.
Oh, God, that sounds like me.
Oh, it drives me. It would drive me crazy. I just get so angry about it after a while. Like,
but because you were always late all the time?
She was never ready to go ever.
Oh, like, you were trying to get her out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can relate to that.
And I'm like, I'm tired of being the time cop.
John's nickname is Doddle McNeverleave. All three of us, like the kids and I would be in the car just waiting for him to do, you know, touch his nose twice, check the toaster, you know, whatever.
You know, do you want to be robbed? Can I just make sure that we're locked and ready to go? We have people in this house, little fingers, that unlock things, touch stuff, open things, turn on burners, walk away from them. I'm just trying to make sure we come home to a house.
I think I hit a nerve.
Yep.
I'm just saying, I have the same issue all the time. And then she'll leave, start the car, and be sitting there with the keys in the car. And I'm like, I don't know why you do that. Hand me the keys so I can go lock the door so then we can leave. There's a point somewhere in there she's trying to make, I'm sure, but it's like, Jesus. Why would you start the car?
Yeah.
If you know you've got the key.
You know, the thing about that, though, is I think a lot of times we put up with it, the suffering, because we've turned around 5 miles from the house before because you forgot the thing that we rushed you out of the house on. So now we just sit there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way.
Yeah, that is the way. It's the only way, because it's the only way for the person to just not be frazzled. They got to go through whatever mental checklist they have to go through, and you just have to sit there and do your breathing exercises. flight leaves in 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's plenty of time. Way too much time.
Don't worry. It'll get whittled down. And if there's any traffic, gotta leave early. Gotta be on time at the airport.
I'm always early. Always way early at the airport. Mm.
I just feel like it. That is my relaxation. Yes, I'm at an airport. What's the matter? Is everything okay?
Oh, my gosh.
I've been trying to get into this computer for this whole time, and I finally just got in.
Oh.
I was starting to get, like, worried. Like, oh, my God.
What would we do?
I don't know how we get in if this won't work.
Atmospheric river affecting everything.
Coming for you.
Anyway, all right. That's all good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So anyway, yeah, I definitely wanted to get out of that meeting, but it wasn't, it is what it is.
Didn't you guys stay for the potluck?
No.
Not you. I know you didn't.
We did. Bob
these guys, even Fiddlesticks over here, he was like, well, there's food.
Well, no, and I circled the table until somebody finally started eating. I'm like, come on, people. Let's food's out. Let's go.
Did you stay for the food,
too? I did.
Come on, people.
How was it?
It was actually great.
Telling me DJs didn't savage that table? And like
once it got going, yeah. But it was funny. Bob had this giant plate of food, and she walks. She looks at me, and she goes, "I just can't eat like I used to. I can't get it all in." I'm like,
"Yeah, it's so sad." Like,
what does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just can't. I have so much less of an appetite than I used to, even just a few years ago.
Mm.
I think I'm getting old. Stuff's starting to hurt my stomach.
Did you finish that plate though?
I had an epiphany the other day that I don't think I like candy anymore. It just doesn't do it for me.
Oh my God. No.
That candy is one of the first things to go, I have to say.
What?
I mean, I still like ice cream and stuff.
Bob.
But...
Right. I still like ice cream.
Hold on.
Can you turn her off?
You are our youth.
Yeah.
You can't start. This is our job. To complain about the changes in
aging. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
I'm
just noticing. I'm being mindful of the aging process.
Because she's around us old people all the time. So she's like, oh no, that I'm looking into the future.
You know what's funny about what you're talking about is I've noticed that some things are too sweet now.
Mm.
Yes.
Like teeth achingly sweet.
So you're talking about candy and I'm thinking like I used to chocolate, whatever. Now I'll go for maple. Like, or something like to the left of the typical sugar that you'd get. Like, I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah. The other day I was craving, I went to Suvla and got one of their frozen
Suvla.
Greek yogurts. And I was eating it and it was so sour. It's like a sour ice cream. I'm like, this is such an old person thing to be eating. And I love it.
I love Suvla.
Me too.
That place is amazing.
Hmm.
So you're saying you go in there and they sell you, do they dispense this frozen
yes.
yogurt out of
it's so soft serve.
Oh boy.
And I got the one that comes with crushed baklava on top.
Oh,
dude, it's so good.
I never even had their dessert, but I was down on, I can't
so
remember
good.
What street, but I was waiting outside this, what's the place? It doesn't matter. It's a jeans store where I go and get jeans and I'm looking down the street and I'm watching this line of people just crowd around this one hole in the wall spot. And I went, I got to go down there and see what that's all about. And it was Suvla. Mm-hmm. And they had delivery people bustling in and out and people lined up. And I went, that's, I'm getting in line. I don't care what I'm doing. I'm going to get something from here real quick and see what's what.
Is it sort of like a fast food Greek place?
Yes.
Yep. So fast casual.
That's, yeah, you've talked, I know
I've
you've
told
talked
you,
about
I got
this
the salad
place.
There. And I went in and said, when I finally got through the line and said, what's the thing? What do people eat here? And she said, well, people love the salad with the chicken. And then they love this fries with the, whatever
the
that
parm
sauce
and
is.
The- Oils
whatever.
Or whatever.
Mm. And I go, I'll have that then. Mm. And then left there really happy.
I need that.
You got to try
I
it.
I need the yogurt with the baklava crumbles. Oh. I mean, come on.
So
souvla,
good.
Souvla, everyone.
Souvla.
Where's my thing?
And it's like, I never usually eat baklava when it's available because it's like a butterfinger in your teeth. But the way they crush
it up. I don't mind
that.
Oh, no, you don't.
It's so perfect.
I'm saving it for later. What?
My mom makes baklava. She makes, you know, with the phyllo dough and she puts butter and...
Oh, wow.
On every level. Oh, my God. It's crazy good.
Ellie's very good
Ellie's
cooking.
Ellie is a good cook. And so I'm always, I've just been into baklava, like hearing about that and smashed into some frozen yogurt. Yes, please. That sounds amazing. Oh, my God. My mouth is watering.
I'm hungry now.
I'm
way to go.
I'm going to start drooling.
There's some cookies out there left over from yesterday.
Fantastic. I'll go check it out. Going to go scavenge. So they've been sitting out all night. I noticed all kinds of like open containers
and box,
half-eaten cakes.
And there's this one cookie that's very soft and delicious, and I had to have one for this morning. So they're very good.
Mm. All right. I'll go check it out.
All right.
I mean, food is food, right? Starving over here. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco.
Starving.
Feed me. Mm. Sarah and Vinny, Allison's Morning Show. Did I already do KLLC, KLLC, HD1? Be careful. It's rainy. And coming up in just a second, we're going to do Bob's Movie Club. We're going to find out what our next assignment is right after this song.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.